Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. So today is the first of what I hope to be a reoccurring weekly episode that I do and release on Thursdays with just me. I've got the regular episodes, the interview episodes for Franchise Euphoria that are released every Tuesday, and I plan on continuing with that. But I also thought that adding a second episode where it's just me popping in for a few minutes to talk about the happenings of the day in franchising would be beneficial to a lot of people and also beneficial to myself, especially as we're right now going through an unprecedented health crisis like COVID-19 and really not knowing what that impact is going to ultimately be on society as a whole and business. Of course, right now we are all in a momentary pause that we have no idea how long that moment is going to last. It seems like from the politicians that there's a push to go back to business. I don't want to say as usual, but go back to businesses operating sooner rather than later. But also we need to factor in the health and the impact of that on people. And what is that going to mean? And is society, even with some of the social distancing being relaxed, are they going to go back the way in which they did before? I mean, if the restaurants open, are people right now going to feel comfortable going in them as other businesses open back up, as people have the ability to go back to their daily work lives? Are they going to do it in the way in which they did it before? I mean, those are all questions I think about. Those are all thoughts I have. But on today's episode, you know, I really think that when you deal with a crisis, when you deal with an unforeseen circumstance in life and business, you have to have a strategy. You have to have an approach to get through it. And I talked a little bit about this on a previous episode, but I want to kind of hone in on the idea, the concept of assessing the situation that you're in, because I think that that is the very first step that we as entrepreneurs and business owners and professionals need to really take to heart to try to take the first step to get through this. And when you are assessing a situation, I want to talk a little bit about what I've done in this situation. And maybe that, you know, will be helpful, or maybe there are things I could have done better. But, you know, as we've all tried to deal with the stress of what this has put on our businesses, the thing that keeps me most calm and the thing that keeps me focused on looking straight ahead and not getting distracted is to first just sit back and take a cold, hard assessment of where you are as a business. What does that mean? So for me, what that means is taking a look at who are the clients that I'm serving. You know, in your case, it may be who are the customers that you're serving. How are you serving them? Are you doing it in a way that is the most efficient, is the most practical, is the way that is best for the entirety of the relationship? Now is a perfect time to be thinking about that and to be thinking how, when this thing eventually lets up, how going forward you're going to tweak or modify what you've done so that you're better. You know, when we come out of this thing, people need to be better at what they do, better at their craft, better at their communication, better with technology, better with the efficiencies of their business and how they communicate and relate to their underlying clients and customers. And so for myself, yeah, I'm taking a real hard look at that. And the first place it starts is, you know, how I work. I mean, you know, I've been set up to work remotely for a long period of time, but I've only done it sporadically. You know, I've never done it in a way like we're forced to do right now, where we're at home all day long. I mean, there is no travel to and from. There is no, yeah, I've got to go to this meeting. Now, when we're doing virtual meetings, I'm doing virtual meetings using either Zoom or Skype, or what I particularly use, because I have Office 365, is the Teams app, working with clients and other people who I'm talking through the course of the day and jumping on these video chats or audio chats. Well, one of the things is I kind of like it. I think it's pretty doggone efficient. And I think for everybody involved, it frees up time. And you don't realize when you're going through the course of your day how much time is wasted until you're forced to be working at home and be working in such a way so that you don't even have the option to go drive around or go to that meeting or go out to that lunch or do all those things that take up valuable time in your day. But I also am cognizant of the fact that some of those things are choices that I like to make and some things that I miss. I mean, I miss going out to lunch with colleagues or our friends or clients, and I miss the social interaction that you have when you are out and about through the course of the day. But I also value the efficiency of what we've got right now, which is, boy, you can get a lot of stuff done if there's stuff to get done. And so as we, you know, get back at some point to the new realities of the day, I think all of us are going to have choices to make. I think all of us are going to, if we're smart, are going to be looking and hopefully have already planned for how we're going to attack the new opportunities that are before us. Because make no mistake about it, there are going to be tons of opportunities before you once this health crisis shifts away, once the fog of the moment clears up and we're able to go back to business. I have no doubt that business is going to be booming. What I want for you is for you to really take this opportunity to assess your current situation. Don't overlook that. Don't get paralyzed by the fear of the moment. Don't be fearful of taking that clear-eyed look at what you're doing and how you've done things and be willing to now change those things for the betterment. It is so hard in business to change habits. And oftentimes we're just forced into changing of habits. And I think it's the folks who recognize that some of those changes are quite good, sometimes damn good, you know, and needed for a business. And I really want you to really take an opportunity, take an evening, take the next couple of days, carve it out, put it on your calendar, and just make the time to take a full, honest assessment of where you are in your business. Once you've done that, once you've had an opportunity to think about these things, to write down these things, to talk with people and listen to people and communicate about where you think and where you want your business to go, then and only then are you in a great position to now take action and start putting a strategy in place for how you're going to be better than you were before. The reality is we can't control what's happening. We can't control a government shutdown, a forced shutdown for business. We can't control a virus that's out of control. The only thing we can do is react to it in the moment. And the same thing goes for our businesses going forward. If you are one of those folks that are out of a job at this point, and now you're contemplating buying a franchise, then let's take a look and see what that silver lining is and make this the best opportunity you've ever had at making a better future for yourself. If you're one of those franchise businesses that just is not operating and you're scrambling and trying to figure out what you can do to not only for your franchisees, but what they can do for their own customers, let's get creative. You know, let's think about these things in creative ways. I saw this really cool, I forget who sent it to me, but I saw this really cool thing where there was a title company, you know, who does, they do traditional closings for the purchasing and sales of businesses. And so often it's just a physical in-person closing. Well, they came up with a creative way to now do what they're calling drive-by closings. So essentially they are open and the closings take place with the people just staying in their cars and doing it that way, as opposed to in a physical office space. Well, I think that that's great. I mean, I think that that's shows you the ingenuity, the creativity of business people when they're put into a corner. And that's my challenge for you in this first episode, this first Thursday episode, is take the time, assess where you are. Once you've done that, then you're in a great position to start putting together the strategy for how you can move forward. In the meantime, between now and next Thursday, I imagine a whole lot will change. So just be safe out there, take the precautions that are necessary, and know that we've got brighter days ahead. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria, and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.